Hi friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I am talking about some sad concert news. And before I get to that concert news, I want to say Zayn, feel better. I did see, because I do follow Zayn Malik on Instagram, and I saw that he was hospitalized, forget what specifically, cardiac, and he was in the hospital. I hope and pray that you get better soon and feel better, because that's scary. I know he has a daughter. I do hope he gets a speedy recovery. So the sad news that I am going to cover, which a lot of people have covered, and I am going to say I get the anger. I understand the anger, and I understand people being sad about it. So I see both sides is what I'm saying. And to be specific, Zayn canceled the North American tour that he was going to have. A lot of fans are upset about that. I understand that. And a lot of people are saying, oh, well, it's because of his health. He just last week said he was in hospital because of his heart. So that's why I'm like, I see both sides. I'm compassionate about both sides. Like a couple minutes ago, I just did a rant about how sports venues cancel concert shows, and then they replace and they postpone it to a different day, and then put the date of the concert show and put their sporting events, which I was angry about, which I was valid. And I think everybody would agree with me on that, because they could have put the sporting event on the free day. But this one, I see both sides. Everybody is valid on both sides. First of all, no, I'm going to start with the good news first, because I usually do bad. But I want people to hear this. With everything, and this is what I love that artists do, is if when the tour hasn't started yet, they do this. Your health matters. Your mental health matters. Your mental health, your physical health, everything health matters. Brain, everything. It matters. And I also believe people should have more compassionate with him. He did share, and then all over social media showed that he was in the hospital. He had a heart issue. Which for me, I thought, oh, wait, he's going on tour soon. Right. So he might do, in my mind, one or two things. Postpone the tour. Right, and do it at a later date so that his health is 100% to be able to perform for all of us. So that's what I thought after seeing that Zayn was in the hospital. Because, like I said, your physical, mental, every kind of health matters. And he was in the hospital. He wants to give his 100%. If he's not 100%, and if his doctor is like, you can't tour, or you have to minimize how much you're touring because of your health, then he has to do so. And that's a good thing, because I know Demi Lovato, she cut some of hers because of mental health and stuff like that, and she did that before her tour started too. Yes, it's disappointing, but like I said, they are people, their mental health, their physical health matters. They're not robots. They should not be killing themselves physically, mentally, to perform. I do understand that's where they get their money. If you did not know, artists, musical artists, they get like 1 cent. I remember doing a project about it in university. Recording artists, they get $1 per song. Where they make their money is touring. That's where they get their money. If you just release music, you're below minimum wage. Things are worse now, so yeah, so they make their money by touring. So like I understand him canceling the North American tour, but I didn't think it was going to be and some other places touring less in Europe. And so when I saw, like, going back to what I was saying before, when I first saw that Zayn was in hospital, I felt sorry. I had compassion. I understood. I'm like, okay, he probably is going to postpone his tour. When I got an update, because I have an iPhone, it was an update. I was like, that's weird. I'm like, what changed? And it told me the Zayn concert was canceled. And I was sad about it, right? Because I've never seen Zayn perform solo before. Plus, I love the new album. I loved it. I would love to see it on tour. Like, I've listened to all his albums, but this one, his newest one, is my favorite. I wanted to hear it live. I was sad about it, but I didn't think it was going to be canceled. I thought it would be postponed. Or instead of he had a lot of dates in different places, I thought it would be minimized. Like, instead of, I forget how many in total was the tour, I would have to, okay, let's just pick up a number. Let's just say 50. Like, it was a bulk, a lot. I would say, let's be easier. Let's say 20. I thought like maybe like half, like 10 places, like select places. It would be a smaller tour. That's the get go. It'd be a smaller tour, not that many because of his health. And I believe it wasn't Zayn's decision completely. I think it was a hard decision that Zayn had to do. I think it was majority his cardiologist, I'm probably still saying it wrong. His doctor was saying, Zayn, you just got out of the hospital. It's probably gonna it might happen again. You being on tour, it might have been back to back from North America to Europe. Doing all that is not good for you. You need to dial it back. You need to do like a mini tour, like how, or a smaller tour, like how Demi has, and how Demi Lovato has, and Ariana Grande has, like those smaller tours. You have to do that. That will, for right now, that's all you can do with your body, unless you want to go back to the hospital and it might be worse. So that's what I think happened. Again, yes, it's sad. Yes, I understand people are upset, angry, and I saw comments saying like, oh, he did this before, this reminds me of when 1D broke up and he just left. I understand, all valid. You are entitled to your feelings, and I respect them, and I agree why you're angry and how it was like the whole tour was canceled. And I think what is upsetting people the most, especially people in North America, is that, and I saw other people from Europe, so I think it's more North American fans that are the most angry, is the North American tour is completely canceled. Completely canceled. Europe, there's dates that are canceled, but there's tours that are tour stops that are still happening. So he's still doing Europe. And what I think a good thing that he should have done in general was to leave some of the North American dates and do a shorter tour, right? Then cancel it all together. I believe less people would be mad. And if he would explain why he was doing it, would also help. Because this is how I saw it in my end. I saw it on Ticketmaster. I think a couple hours later, I saw an email from Ticketmaster saying that. And then I saw Zayn apologizing that he can't do the whole tour. And he didn't explain why. It was very cryptic. I knew why, because he was in a hospital and then he canceled his tour. So it made sense. Because, again, we fans are smart. Back to back, just like lyrics, we're like, oh, it's about this person, right? We connect the dots. But I feel like for people like that are new or fans, or just they heard Die For Me or his new album and became fans, I think he should have said why. He should have said because of health issues. Because when Demi took some of her tour dates off, she said because of my mental health. Zayn should have said because of my health, I just got out of the hospital. You get what I mean? Because for like his album, the day that his album dropped, Zayn was in the hospital. So we all know that. So you could have said, oh, because I just got out of the hospital, and my doctor said I have to take it down, not do too much, is why it's canceled, but I will reschedule, you know? Communication helps. And what I see is a lot of the times is that women are more communicative than men are. Men are just like, I'm canceling the tour. And then women are, I'm canceling the tour because of mental health or health issues. They explain why. So you're like, oh, I'm sad, but I understand, right? I'm disappointed that she's no longer going, or but I understand. And then with him, I was like, why though? You always do this. This is not the only, I'm just saying what I've read in comments. He's done this multiple times. And then I saw a comment, which is like going back to when I said, when I did the Zayn is going on tour? Qua? What? I cannot believe it. When I saw, and that comment, and what that comment said, was, you know, Zayn don't, the comment said, you know that Zayn doesn't tour, right? He was just gaslighting you. The guy doesn't like to tour. He doesn't. He said that. He doesn't tour. And I remember talking about that Pacific comment and going back to what I originally said earlier was, artists make their money by going on tour. They get below minimum wage from the albums they sell, from the songs they put out. So I was talking to one of my friends who's a big concert goer like me. I call him the king of concerts because he's the king of concerts. And I was like, Zay's going on tour. Like, the same. Like I did with you guys. Zay's going on tour. This is shocking. And he was like, Becca, of course he's going on tour. That's how they make their money. And I'm like, I'm not going to say his name. Oh my gosh, I can't speak English today. That's not important. But I was like, he said, like when he left One Direction, Zayn said he hates touring. He said he would never tour. He said that's too stress, too much, a lot to him, for his mental health, especially how the touring was in 1D. He's never going to tour. He's going to put out albums, and that's all he was going to do, which goes back to the comment that I said. When a guy was like, you guys, not you guys, he was like, the dude doesn't tour. He don't like touring. The guy doesn't like touring. He doesn't tour. Which is what brings me back to this. And yeah, this is, like I said in that podcast, he hasn't toured since One Direction. He had a residency in Vegas for, I think, a couple days last year, a couple weeks last year. I guess that was his tipping his toes in the water, right? But like he does not tour at all. He does not tour. So like I was one shot. I was like, oh great, I get to see Zayn. And I thought, oh, I'm like, it's getting closer. I'm like, everything's going great. And then to hear this, it is sad. Because like I said, like the last time that I did, not everybody was able to see Zayn with One Direction. I did see Zayn in One Direction, but not everybody has. And I have seen, like, if we're gonna talk about concerts, seeing everybody in concert, even the, like, when we were in COVID and people were doing it on Veep, I've seen everybody in concert, but Zayn, in concert. But if we're not including Veep, I haven't seen Louis. I will never see Liam in person during concerts, unfortunately. And I haven't seen Zayn. And I was like, oh, I'm going to see at least three, and I might see Louis this year. So the only one would have been Liam. But yeah, I don't think Zayn likes performing, doing, you know, tours. And his mental health, his physical health, also he has anxiety. It's not the best. But what I think is, like, his first tour, he should have done baby steps, okay? And what I mean by that is, because he lives in Pittsburgh, what he should have done is a mini tour. Hit your first tour, mini tour, 10 cities. You're North American, 10 cities, doable. Or 5, doable for North America. If that means only doing Toronto and then possibly Vancouver as well for Canada, then that's fine. And then do 5 or 10 for Europe. There you go. See how that feels. How's that with your health? How's that with your mental health? Do it like that. What I saw with the tour dates, it was like normal tour dates, like a world tour. This is all my North America, all my Europe. All, like, it was like back to, like, let's pretend we were back in the 2010s when One Direction was together, and it was like 50 dates, 20 and up dates. I was like, this is your first tour. Don't put that much out when you might not be able to commit to that. And what could have had happened, my friends, is that he could have been on date city 20. And he's like, I can't do no more. And cancel the rest. Because I've seen Shawn Mendes do that. Like, he did half his tour, canceled the other half because of mental health. Justin Bieber has done that too. Love them both. But, like, what I'm saying is, try, if it is a lot for your mental health and everything, do mini tours. Like, don't have that many. And then if after the 20, you're like, oh, I can do more, add dates to it. I think that's what Zayn should have done, especially since it's his first ever solo tour. But like I said, I understand the frustration and anger that all the fans have, and which is completely valid, and I get it. Like, a lot of fans have, like this was their first time going to see Zayn, and then he canceled. But here's the brighter side, okay? There's always a bright side, okay? It wasn't the week of, okay? It wasn't the week of the concert, and then it got canceled. You can possibly still, you will, because I saw a message from Ticketmaster, you will get a refund. You can get a refund on your hotels, your flights, and everything like that. So that's the bright side. Let's think of the bright side. Like, and I also, like I said before, Zayn's health matters the most. We want him to have a speedy recovery. And Zayn, darling, Zayn, please, next time you do a tour, please do 10 to 20, have a feeler, see if you can do it. See if it's good for your mental health, your physical health. We don't want you to go back to the hospital. See if you can do it. If you can do it, great. If you have to do something like how Harry's doing, do a residency in, like, Vegas, and then do a residency in another place, then do that and have people come to you, and it's better for your mental health that way, then do that. Do that. Don't commit to 20 and up shows, 20 to 50 and up shows, and then having to cancel the whole North American tour because of your physical health, because you just got out of the hospital, or your mental health, or anything like that. Because fans do care. I know they do care that you got out of hospital and that you probably need to take it slow. But communicate better with everybody. Also, do not put too much on yourself. Remember,
We are not robots. We are human. Our body crashes. Our body... What? I never had this. I never had that. And I'm only 30. I'm in my early 30s. Like, things happen. People can get anything in their 20s. People can get anything in their 30s. People can get anything in their when they're a teenager. And you're like, this is not really common when you're young. But you got it. Remember, we are, especially as people born in the 90s, millennials, have a lot of stress. A lot of lack of sleep. I have a lot of stress and lack of sleep because of my job. And I'm not performing every night. I would love to do that as a job, but I'm not performing every night. So, I already, like, have lack of sleep, lack of energy, lack of everything. And it takes a toll on my body, which is why Demi's song, Sorry to Myself, is a song I relate to, especially now, a lot in my life. Sorry for the burnout constantly. Burning out my body constantly. That I'm lucky my body... Well, sometimes my body reacts and I'm like... And I'm like, oh, this was my body reacting. So, take it slow. Take it slow. Baby steps. And that's the advice I have for Zane. And that's all I have for you guys today. I'll talk to you guys soon. The next podcast I'm going to do is going to be talking about the Billie Eilish concert movie. I'm seeing that on this coming up Friday, so you'll get a review on it next Monday. And then after that, I don't know what other podcasts after that I'm doing currently. Like, so scrap on the Zane, because I was going to do a podcast about the Zane concert. It's Zane concert's no longer happening, and I'm not going to Europe for the Zane concert. Unless I plan to go to Europe and do something and then end up going to see Zane, but that's not gonna happen. But what I'm know after the Billie Eilish personally will be Bruno Mars. I'm gonna do a review on his concert in September, so you have another podcast, the Billie Eilish movie. After that, I have no idea as of right now. But I love you guys. Have a good rest of your day. Bye!